thought, oh, no one wants to do this thing. So I looked back down.
The thing is, yeah, with the lover, I just feel like it's gone.
What else did I say? Oh, the whole...
Oh, accountability.
Accountability. Oh, what are you doing?
Anyway,
hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Think It Say It. You're here with Nikki,
Ona, and
Shantz, aka Shantz the Boy.
Always get that, that gets me.
And on today's episode, guys, we're going to be talking about body image.
Body image, body, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy.
My first thing is, yeah, stop looking at Americans.
How do you open with that?
That's my first thing. Stop looking at Americans and BBLs, they kill you. Don't do it.
No, this BBL thing is looking more and more attractive to me.
Which one though? The one where they suck out the fat and push it back in?
You know,
or the liquid BBLs?
Do you know why I would want to do it?
Why?
Just so that I don't have to go to gym. But I know I won't even lack my body.
But what type of BBL?
I won't like it.
Why? Because you like it.
I don't like BBLs. Like, I feel like they get faker and faker every year.
I feel like if you do it naturally, like, you get away with it.
Yeah, but I don't see natural BBLs.
What do you mean naturally?
Like, I feel like no one actually does a natural BBL.
Didn't Patricia Bright? I don't think she did BBL, but she like moves things around.
Yeah, I think she's removing fat. To me, is not.
And she put some in her hips, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's natural. But I'm talking about BBLs, like when you put fat into your body.
Yeah, from your body.
Yeah. That to me, I've not seen a natural one.
There though.
Who?
Shit, I can't think of a name right now.
Sondra.
I don't know who that
is. Do you
know
that like, Sondra Deluxe? Is that her name?
No, I don't
is
know.
Is that her name? Oh, I might be saying the wrong name. Okay, Summer Walker's BBL ain't bad.
No, that's bad.
Is it?
Why
is it since she got
they
pregnant?
All look,
because before she got
but
pregnant.
They all look like they've done something, and that's bad to me.
Even Patricia Bright's BBL ain't bad.
That's what I said, see?
I don't know Patricia Bright's one.
Because you can't even see.
Yeah, but that's hips. I'm talking about
the bassy one. On Twitter like last week.
And they had no thighs. I just missed how it used to be back in the day. Back in the day, you could be skinny, you could be slim, everyone just loved you for your
body was just a
body. Now it's like you have to be big ass,
big
slim
teeth,
waist,
small waist,
all this whatever. But these times when girls get BBLs, people are still complaining about it.
There's even the one where you can put fat in your vagina lips.
Why would you want to do that though?
Because you want it more plumpier.
Apparently when you like have sex and that, it's meant to make it better.
What, like a cushion?
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like this is the thing. I feel like it's just gone to extreme. Even I've seen men have obviously the penis enlargements and body contouring so they can get the definitions and stuff like that. I feel like it's just gone overboard.
Once you start, you cannot stop. And what happens to a lot of girls, let's say they don't start with their actual body, they'll start with their face.
Mm.
Then they go from their face to their nose. Like, let's say they do lip fillers. Mm. Then they want to do their nose. Mm. Then they want to do their cheekbones. Then...
they want
to
do the
and a lot of them aggressive. They don't even have wrinkles, but they're doing stuff to prevent
like
themselves from having wrinkles. Mm. Yeah, Botox. Then they now say, "Oh, my boobs are sagging. Let me get them pushed." Then they're like, "Oh no, like I want to move fat from my belly into my bum." Like, it's just too much.
I feel like when people go to consultations to get BBLs and stuff, I feel like the people that do the consultations should reject them if they feel like they don't need it.
But hold
but
on
they
a
don't.
Second.
They say, okay, yeah, we'll
they,
do this, we'll do this.
Hold
we'll do
on.
This.
Why would they reject them?
I know, that's what I'm saying, because I want to make money, but at the same
but
time...
But that's like anything in this world, though. No, anything in this world, unless you're at risk.
Yeah.
Like, when Renee went for her last one, they said no, because she was at risk. They're not going to say no to you. They might say this will look better when you... But who am I to tell you that's come to pay me for a service that you should do it? I want you to pay.
No, I 100% agree, but what I'm trying to say is also maybe because some people genuinely don't need it and it might be like...
But Nikisha, that's what I'm saying. They're going to go back and forth with the doctor. Because if the doctor's saying you're fine, they'll be telling them why they're not fine. Just like when I told Ona she's fine, she'll be telling me why she's not fine.
But that's the same way when you go to the GP and you tell them that you're not fine and tell you that you're fine. And then before you know it, you fall asleep.
Yeah, but the GP's different to you going to pay for yourself to be... your body. Do you know how scary this is? I'm paying you to make me a body that wasn't actually mine, hoping that when I wake up, I'll have this body. These times, I'll come back. These times after, people are laughing at me.
Yeah.
When before, it wasn't even like that. Like before, for example, Renee got surgery, people weren't talking about her like that, like body wise. Mm. I actually liked her body.
Mm.
All I said is, if she wants that, she could go gym to that tone up, which most of us women probably ideally should do. That's it. Then she went to go do surgery, it just changed the whole game. And it's just sad, now she's got a leg problem. Like, there's just so many, there's other girls I've seen, like, their boob has burst, now they have no breasts. Yeah. All these things, and a lot of them have not had children. You're already doing all this BBL. When you get pregnant now, you're going to feel like, I want BBL again because, this weight I've put on, my belly, it don't make no sense.
And I feel like, as women, our bodies are still changing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And do you notice that a lot of women, let's say you're not thick, do you notice a lot of women, like, when they're in their, like, 30s, they start to get thick?
Yeah, they start.
Like, because you just
got to... Even with the kids.
Yeah. Like, exactly. Like you just got to let your body... If you want your body a certain way, do things that go to gym, take care of yourself. But you got certain things you got to let happen naturally. Stop forcing it.
So, like,
love your body now, because I feel like if you don't love it now,
yeah,
you're never going to love it. Even after you get a B-girl.
So, how about... Okay, forget B-girl. How about just normal lipo?
Yeah, I would get lipo on my belly... Yeah, I would get lipo.
So is it just mainly like BBLs that are like...
Yeah, like, I feel like removing fat isn't bad.
Yeah. So...
Removing fat isn't bad. I don't feel like that's... I don't look at that as plastic surgery or... I just look at it as you're removing fat. You're just getting it done surgically instead of going to the gym.
Do you feel like that's also part of like people... having problems with their body and body image? Yeah, like
because some people are removing fat that to me is not fat. Like for a lot of us, when we sit down, our belly might pout out a little bit. There's some girls,
Oopa.
No, there's some girls they it's big, and then there's some girls that no, there's some girls that you can't.
So you guys, we're not body shaming, but go on.
No, it's big and like lovely, like you still look pale. But I'm saying there's some girls that it's like you can't avoid it. Like no matter how much surgery you get, we always get that little pouch. Like because even boys that go gym, they still have that.
It's just snappy.
Yeah.
That's how but we're
why? Why are you trying to? Exactly. After I eat, my belly tends to poke out. I can't avoid it. Even if I'm not eating carbs, it just happens. Why am I now gonna keep doing surgical things to try and stop it from doing something that my body's been made to do? This is what I don't get. Like, there's just certain things your body is just like, and I just feel like if you don't learn to love you like that, you're never going to love you, because after you do all these other things, this is why you see people are addicted to doing things. They just can't stop. They'll start off with this, that, like I said before, and then they've done a list of things. By the time they're 30, they've basically done everything on the list.
Not 30. But I feel like, so far, people have, what's it called? Like on social media, showed it like before and after. Sometimes they'll take a before picture when they're sucking their belly, the panties
and
are
I love
high,
that.
The hips are
and
out,
I love that, and because it's real. That's real. Like that. And even the after is not that deep. That's normal. Like naturally, when you take a picture, you want to look extra nice, so you itch up yourself.
Do you think guys' opinions have really affected how girls see themselves?
Yeah. And I also feel like women's opinions are starting to affect men. I feel like, you know, like how we like waves, like a lot of men are now doing their hairline, all these things. They're saying they're doing it for themselves, but I feel like they're doing it because of women. Because obviously, like, girls, that like, if they cuss you, they will refer to your hairline. Or like...
I say hairline, I'm not going to lie. I feel like, I swear it's a scientific fact, when you get to like late 20s, men's hairlines are really going.
Is it?
I know, but it's all, genetic, no, it's like, true. It can happen, but it's also to do with you getting trims and stuff. Mm. If you're someone that's always getting a trim, you're more likely for your hairline to go back at them ages.
Yeah,
if you take time with it, you can avoid it, and you can do things like using Jamaican castor oil, all these things from early, so when you reach them ages, you're not affected. But a lot of guys, like, because they're young and they don't care, they're doing it, and then when they get older, it happens.
But the thing is, right, okay, cool. Okay, we know guys like girls with big body, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then girls will say they're not getting BBLs for a man.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting it so that they can feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
It's a lie.
I don't believe it 100%. But let's let them believe what they believe. And if that's what you want to do, cool innit. But what's what she not scared about? How is it because of men?
Yeah, as to why girls are feeling more like
they insecure. Need to
be, yeah.
But do you know what's mad? I feel like men are not even pressed like that.
Do you think?
Like men, I feel like men appreciate bodies. They more like than us.
Fam, they like the food.
Like, they like the food.
They like whether obviously. You have batty or no batty. They like. Do you know what it is? It's confidence. If you're paying and you know you're paying with or without whatever, no one can chat for you. But you see, when men realize you are insecure, they will say certain things. They can see, it's your insecurity. Then they will see that you're gonna do something about it. That's what gives them the ick.
Because I just feel like in real life, it's not the BBL girls that
men are
getting the man.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's.
And the men say
what I
want to
say.
Say it.
The real body girl, like the girls who have a natural something here.
You got the stretch marks, the slim things.
It's the slim things, not them wide whale BBL girls. It's the ones who are slim, like they don't even have too much of a
body. And look nice and dressed.
Yeah,
it doesn't look like it chop. Like, like you're wearing a cloth and you're trying to push your body in.
Yeah, it's just like a nice little bum. Like, I
don't like big bums. I like when you have a bum, you have shape. It doesn't need to be big. You know when your bum can jiggle and when you
sometimes sometimes clothes don't even make your bum look big, but when you're like naked, all of a sudden you got little
jiggles. So because everyone's shape's different, that's why you cater to your shape. So certain, like when we talk about jeans, certain jeans I won't wear because it doesn't cater to my figure. There's certain jeans you see my figure. Get it? That's certain things. Then there's some people I feel like there's no balance. All you see is bum. Like I don't want to be in a tracksuit, like baggy tracksuit, and all you're seeing is bum. Like it, I feel like it just puts off the tracksuit. Like you're meant to look cute. And do you get what I mean? Or,
no, I'm not gonna lie. Like even certain tops, I can't wear because of my boobs. That annoys me so much. I'm not going to go get like a breast reduction or anything.
No, I will.
I feel like when I lose weight, I feel like the boobs would be going too.
Yeah,
so I'd rather do that first than to actually
just feel like my boobs are a lot
But see, what you guys are talking about, if you've done that surgically, to me, that's not a problem. And even if you didn't and you wore something, to me, that's not a problem because that's your natural thing. It's not you going on the bed and say, give me these boobs. Like, you see girls when they get their boobs done really big. And they're wearing all these tight-up stuff to show that their boobs are big. Like, their boobs are suffering through the top.
Yeah, I don't like that. And it's set up tight.
That's what I'm saying. It just... like, why? Big. Why? Like, why? If you're doing it for yourself, why do you need to show it like that? Do you get it? Like, I just feel like there's elegance. And a lot of girls that get BBL, they no longer look elegant to me. They no longer look pretty. Do you get it? That
unless it's subtle.
Yeah. That's like how you said the little hip thing, thing. That's subtle. But all this bum, breast.
That's not like even...
Lips, eyes, nose.
Not like eyes. The girl from Backchat, Esther, she said she got it because she had a child and she wasn't confident with her body.
But I feel like she went overboard.
Do you feel like... Because did she not say she only done it once? I don't know. But that's what I'm saying, like... I get that because she said she had a child, which is understandable because obviously having a child, so many things can change.
But there's having a child and there's having a child and getting lipo to me, cool. Having a child and now doing your breast and your bum. Well, I can't remember if she's done her breasts, but she's done her bum. To me, it's like, I don't know. I feel like you're using that as an excuse. Like you felt low in yourself throughout pregnancy, whatever, cool. Instead of you going gym, you just felt like, cool, I want a bigger bum anyways. I now have the money. I've had a child. I want to feel good. Let me pay for it. Which, by all means, do that. She's a beautiful girl. But I feel like the body that I would have imagined on her prior, like, let's say she went gym and just got a lipo, would have been different to what she's got now.
Yeah.
And I feel like it would have been more natural.
I just feel like... one thing I do hate as well is when these influencers promote the BBLs and stuff like that, saying it's good and stuff, and saying it's for self-care and things like that, because I don't consider changing dramatic features of you as self-care. I feel, I'm not gonna lie, I feel like there's maybe some underlying mental issues.
You're insecure. Everything you do to yourself surgically is an insecurity. And that is why people, okay. You see, Love, when we was watching Love, and you remember that episode when Hugo was saying he doesn't like fake girls?
Mm.
Why are you upset, Faye? Why are you upset, Sharon? Fake is what we call it because it is fake. Mm, yeah. You wasn't made that way. Mm-hmm. No one's telling you not to do it, but everyone has their preference, yeah? The same way some girls will say, I don't like guys with hair. Mm. Do you get it? Mm-hmm. What? Is Mandem now going to get mad because I have hair and you don't like it? You don't like it. The reason why you're getting upset is because you done it because it was your insecurity and now you're feeling that insecurity because even though you've done it, people still are not accepting that. Because not everyone, regardless of what you do, not everyone's going to like it. Do you get it? And that means you are not curing your insecurity because you paid for something thinking that's going to fix my insecurity, but you're still insecure about it. Because that, you doing your boobs doesn't make you, like, it makes you feel good, but it doesn't make you who you are. Do you get it?
Mm.
And you will always remember the girl before you had boobs. Do you get what I mean? And that's what he reminds you when he says you're fake. But if you were so secure in who you are, I would just laugh it up.
Liberty.
Yeah.
She has stuff done. She didn't get upset. Like I feel all of them there, besides Kaz, and maybe one other person, had stuff done.
Yeah.
It was only Faye and Sharon that
were upset. And you're feeling a type of way about something. Fam, it is fake.
It seems like they're still kind of insecure about it.
Yeah, they are. It is fake. It's like someone saying to me, oh, I get fake nails. Yeah, I do.
And I love them. Girls with fake nails.
I love them. I look okay. And when I'm stroking my man's beard, it looks good. So like, what now? I'm not going to argue with you. If you don't like that, you don't like that. Another man will. But why are you so pressed that Hugo doesn't like that? Then you try and make Hugo look bad because he's the nice one out of the mandem and try and make him feel bad for saying his preference.
Mm.
Like, sis.
But I feel like even men and body image, they're starting to hit them a bit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is.
I feel like only the last maybe 2 to 3 years, I feel like.
Mm.
And it's more like, because obviously I have like guy friends and they're like, oh, I need to go to the gym, I need to lift some weights. I need to do this, I need to obviously look hench and stuff. And my first thing is, okay, so what about the legs? You know the ones where the top half is just hench and the bottom is skinny? I'm like, what's going on? Do you know what I mean? But I'm starting to worry that now men and women are getting things done to them to look a certain way, which seem, what's it, the Barbie and Ken look.
Mm.
Like, haven't people realised from the time men are going to do things to change how they look, it's actually cause for concern.
Yeah.
Like, if you really think about it, a man has decided to go through Google to look, okay, let me do ab contouring. Let me get one of that. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, oh, let me, my top lip's a bit skinny. Let me look, quickly add something there, but no one really noticed. From a time men are doing, I'm not saying it's bad, like men shouldn't do it and there's only women that should be doing cosmetic surgery.
Mm.
But, because obviously men are supposed to be the ones that are more secure, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Women are ones with emotions and stuff like that, but now men are coming to do what women are doing. Is that not cause for concern? That's why I was going back to, yes, people want to make money when it comes to, like, doing your consultations and stuff like that, but, like, I feel like there's still underlying mental issues when a person comes in. I'm not going to lie, and maybe that needs to be taken into consideration.
Yeah, no, there should definitely be some sort of mental evaluation that takes place before they...
And I don't think not all places do that.
Yeah.
They just probably say, I was okay, you want to move this and put this there? Let's do it. This is the deposit, this is
no,
this.
No, this whole thing is actually scaring me. Well, I've actually just been deepening, you know.
I feel like, I'm not going to lie, I'm not confident in my body. I've been trying to go to gym to work out and stuff like that. Like, I even hate my hip dips. You can't do nothing about hip dips. It's the way my bones are.
What's hip dips?
The like, sides, where it goes
when
in.
It goes in a little bit.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
I don't like it. Looks, this is the thing, I don't like it because it looks weird when I put jeans or whatever. But Nikki, at the same time,
this is what I'm talking about. My friends pissed me off, man.
But at the same time, I'm not going to be like, nah, I need to now inject myself and do this and do this. Because there's genuinely nothing I can do unless it's cosmetic. And I don't feel like I need to go through that. To be honest, once I have a child, it might even change. Mm. Like, who knows?
I'm telling you, don't do nothing to your body, especially when you're having children. like when you haven't had one yet and you're planning to have children, don't do anything anytime soon. That's all I gotta say, because you're just wasting money.
I feel like every person that has some sort of cosmetic surgery has had some issues with it.
Yeah, and they just don't talk about it. And even after they have kids, a lot of them have health issues because of the surgery they had before. And then remember, your body goes through so much changes whilst you're pregnant.
Mm.
So you had surgery to put your baby in, and now a baby is pushing it out and is kicking your kicking everywhere that you got tightened up. Some girls get their ribs the surgeries that people do is mad.
Yeah, I've heard about they take some ribs out to make
their waist smaller.
That's even bad when you're pregnant, because your child is
already now you want to take it out to some
their little rib that's protecting your lungs.
Your child will finish your waist.
Yeah,
your hips done at it.
Yeah,
because
it's not even just like the feeling you're gonna feel. It's already irritating when you're naturally pregnant and you haven't done anything. But when you haven't got certain bits of your body that's naturally meant to be there, and you've got a human inside of you that kicks, that moves, that eats out.
Oh no. But even I'm not gonna lie, gravity is something that that's here.
Yeah,
well, if your ass is too big and it's not proportioned with your
I always think about that.
Isn't the gravity gonna hurt, pull it down?
Doesn't it affect the baby that when it's trying to breathe when it's coming out and your bum is just there? I remember when I was giving birth to Zion, at one point he was just, do you remember what, on the, his head was just there, I wasn't pushing yet. And if my bum was massive, would his nose just suck into my bum hole?
I don't know.
Where do you think you're thinking about?
Would they have to hold his head this? Maybe.
Probably. I don't know. But my thing is, because you know that, after it heals, it's natural and it jiggles and stuff like that. Does it really?
Natural? They're not. And you know when, they sit down, don't you notice they sit different? They can't just sit down. I noticed that they,
they have to do,
they have to sit in a certain way.
Yeah. And their bum, I haven't seen any real BBL. I feel like they're trying to force the jiggle, but I haven't seen one that proper jiggles.
Okay, but we're just been saying all these negatives yet. What are the pros about getting this thing procedure?
The pros are removing fat. That's the only pro that I've seen.
Yeah, and then you have a nice bum.
No.
Okay, crickets.
I just feel it's bad trust in someone else to save your body.
Because especially when you're going to be put to sleep, so you don't how shall I put it? You know when you get your nails done and they're like, no, I don't like that, change it.
Asleep. You're awake. You're asleep. You go through all this mad pain. When you wake up, your body's not exactly how it's going to be in it because you're swollen and stuff. You can't even look at your body because you're in so much pain, you have to stay laid down. Then when you do start to sleep, you still have to wait for the swelling to go down. And you hope everything they put inside of you is correct and
if it's
non-harming and whatever. And then you go home. Imagine you've travelled all the way to this country. You go home to them, your breast is leaking, or you've got a dent, you've got a dent in your leg, or all these things. And then you're mad at them. Well, really, you're mad at yourself, sis. Because why did I do this?
I feel like the one positive that I can see is if it will help your mental health, then yes.
Because some people genuinely wake up every day and look in the mirror and just feel sick.
But that's what I'm saying. But have you not noticed even when they do it, they do something else? That's why I feel like you're not really curing it. I haven't found someone that says, okay, cool, I just started BBL, I feel good now. I start to hear lip fillers, I start to hear this, I start to hear all other things because they've now entered the world of doing something surgically, do you get what I mean?
I feel like if it's a breast reduction, understandable.
Yeah,
it feels like.
But that's what I'm saying. Those sound like natural things that are do you get it?
Actual medical procedures. Breast reduction, some people genuinely need breast reduction. Because their spine is suffering.
And you're not going to come out
of it. All right,
you're not going to.
This one hit on
us. I'm just saying, that's cool. Lipo. It might be that your health is on the cardiac, just all sorts of issues you're having. You need to lower your fat percentage. Calling it lipo is the quick answer.
But if it's something you don't really need, and when I say don't really need, you might have a small fupa, that fat is not even a lot of fat for you to want to be placing it somewhere. So that's they're going to be probably putting it like they can't take it from your arms. And then they start taking it from your love handles. They're taking it from small different places that they're just disturbing.
Okay, guys, what gym is hard?
100%. No, it's... Let me tell you. Let me tell you Chantel syndrome. I am terrified of gym. You see, when I walk past... Today, I walk past the gym, yeah? I didn't even look at it. I just quickly crossed the road. Like, I'm terrified, like... I felt anxiety. Yeah. I get anxiety because I know when I enter this place, I'm about to work so hard. My bones are going, my legs are going to be shaking. Like I remember the last time I went gym and I walked up the stairs, my legs started shaking. I was having a panic attack. I swear I had to stop walking. No. I sit there for my legs were shaking like these. I said to God, man.
No, but that. You know when you take that break, like you're on track with gym and you just stop.
Yeah, it's hard. It's the worst thing ever.
And before I was going with my friends have stopped, like changed gyms in it. So now I'm going by myself. That's another problem because me, myself, and I, worst mix.
It's so hard. And the thing is, it takes months to see some sort of results. Like it's not happening within a week.
Not even thinking what all the work you put in is just reversed.
And on top of that, you need to then do the whole because apparently gym's at 20% and it's what you eat as well. That's also a problem.
I don't like dieting. The thing is, I don't even eat bad. My problem is like the times I eat and my portion. But I don't feel like I'm a bad eater. But I think it's that and it's being told I can't eat this. That when I can't when I'm on a diet. That's when I want everything that I don't actually normally would go for. Yeah. But it's just the fact that I know I can't have it.
But even like, I'm not going to lie, a period cycle.
Oh my gosh.
When I'm on, I'm eating anything and everything. And I can't go to gym.
Now I'm not going gym for at least 3 days.
Yeah.
At least. I might make it on day four.
I think they should make, there should be a meal plan. That they should find for our monthlies. That we should still have cheeky stuff, but
we're
still
I'm sure there is.
100%.
I've listened to podcasts and like read stuff about what you should. Because
I feel like we should come on, man. You can't be hard on us when we're going. It's not fair.
Like even some girl gave a tip. She was like, "Oh, leave like a cheeky chocolate bar like in your drawer, so that when you come on, you know that you can snack on that one thing and you'll be good."
No, I want more.
No, that's the start.
No, but it's discipline, guys.
No, I want more.
The first 2 days...
I want cake.
No, you know what? My first day, I'm not really hungry like that because I'm just in pain. The second day, I'm starting to come out my shell. And I'm just like, let me have a long cheesecake.
Sausage and cheese. Do you know what my problem is? I'll be like, oh, I've had a shit day. I'm sad.
Let me treat myself.
I think that's important.
No. I will treat myself every day if I could. Oh, I'll go out of bed early today. Let me treat myself. Oh, I don't feel well today. Let me treat myself. Oh, it's raining and I'm miserable. Let me treat myself.
But it makes you happy.
Oh my
that's
God.
That's temporary happiness.
This is what I love, like, fat people. Like, I just love them. They look like because they're just happy with who they are, like, and they eat what they want.
Okay, but okay, serious question, yeah. Obviously, there's obese people, and like they're trying to put promote positive like body image and this. I'm kind of like, okay, I understand if you want to be big, this that's fine, but there actually are serious health issues that they're not promoting.
That's why a lot of them are working out, but they're not working out like.
To lose all that weight.
Yeah, like, you see that like, how some people are working out to have an extreme, like, they want to become slim, thick, whatever. Mm. A lot of them are just working out to become healthier, but they're not throwing away their body. Like, they're sort of content with how they are. They know, like, in their heads, I'm never going to get to them type of sizes, innit? So let me work with what I have.
Because it was a big thing. I can't remember, a few years ago, a year ago, whatever. Still now, like, you can't tell an obese person that you need to look after your health.
But the thing is, right, okay, cool, you see obese and automatically you think unhealthy, and you see skinny and you automatically think healthy. but that it doesn't necessarily translate that way.
Yeah.
So that's the issue. You telling an obese person you need to go to the gym and work out, but babe, how do you know I don't already?
Mm. Yeah, and not only like, that, you know, actually, when you go doctors, a lot of people that don't even look obese are told they're obese.
Yeah, I'm obese.
Yeah, I'm obese. According to the BMI scale,
yeah, I am actually obese.
Not go upon that team.
So, but I feel like I have more muscle than fat. So I feel like my muscle, when I weigh myself, it's considering that as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I've been told that can happen too. So I don't really watch the scales. I mostly watch the jeans.
Yeah. But I the jeans, the waistline. Feet,
the waistline, the tops. That's what I watch.
You're out of breath.
But
but I actually deepen, like, if I struggle with being out of breath, yeah, how did those people deal with it?
That's what I'm saying, some of them do.
Like, when you lay down like this.
Like, you'll see some epic people, they have stamina.
Yeah, but you know a lot of them dance,
yeah.
A lot of them swim, a lot of them sing. And singing is very good for your vocal.
I feel like people just need to mind their own business. And if you see a fat person, you mind your business. That's what I'm saying.
But that's the problem with society. We don't mind our business. We all have something to say. Things like Twitter, Instagram. You have something to say.
Do you know why? Because the first thing you see on social media is a picture of someone. And the first thing you're going to see is, oh, your makeup's this. Oh, your bum looks this. Oh, you're really skinny. Oh, you're
too
fat.
But that's fine if you think at your stretch marks. I can't change your opinion.
Or you put in comments.
Why do you need to say it? That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't care what you think.
They didn't teach you that if you have nothing good to say,
you're saying nothing. And you know what's mad? You can never go to your parents. Because a lot of people, their parents are big. But they will never say to their parents. But you're out here cussing everyone else.
No, but I do feel like even family, they're actually bad. Because you can see your grandma, your aunt that you haven't seen in time. And the first thing is, you're all weird. Oh, and it's like, wow, nice to see you too, grandma.
I remember when I was pregnant. Imagine I was pregnant. My grandma came to the house. He's like, oh, you better make sure you burn that off quick. See? I was like to him, I'm pregnant.
No, my body issues definitely stem from my family. That is where they began. Like, because they'll be telling you all of these things, like, young children, you know.
But you know what's bad?
Young. And you know what's bad? Oh, your stomach is big. You need to lose weight. You need to do this. Stop eating too much.
But you know what's bad? Hello. There's never acceptance. Like, even when you lose weight, oh, you're too skinny.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's why.
Yeah. Put away. You're too fat. You're chub. There's never a fight. Like, what do you want?
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, if you got the BBL or you're fake, look at the bum, look at the...
You can't win. And I feel like that's why there's so much pressure. That's why I agree with you. When someone has a BBL, they always do something more because they can't win.
And I also feel like we shouldn't even pay attention to family because a lot of them are old and they're living through us and they're jealous that we have the bodies that they never got to have. I'm sorry I'm saying it with my chest.
Any auntie listen to this, I'm very sorry.
But it's the truth. A lot of them... are actually jealous, but obviously you're not going to think of your auntie or your cousin like that because why would they be? But a lot of people, not even on purpose, they don't even realize they are.
I think it's something natural that
someone says. Because they just wish that when they were our age, or even the age they are, that they took more care of themselves or they're happy the way we're happy.
I remember one time my aunt came and I was like, oh, I was coming to give her a hug. The first thing she did was... went to my waistline on my jeans, like pulling it just to see, and it's like, oh, you put on a bit of weight, and I'm like, I'm coming to give you a hug, and you're
like,
why
is it so normal just to be talking about someone's
weight? But anyhow, I turned to.
It's like you can't win, and I feel like body image is a topic that is just always going to be here, and it's just going
to
get worse.
And this is why I'm going to love. No, I'm not going to. I'm loving myself regardless.
I know for a fact I have my insecurities and I'm trying to work on them.
No, and that's good. You recognize it, now you work on it. Because we all do.
Just need to go to the gym.
Yeah, that's a part. But this is a part of working on it. Like, that's not a bad thing. You identify this is my problem, work on it. That's good. It's the one when you're like, I have this insecurities, but I'm going to go and have surgery. That's what I don't
like. Surgery shouldn't be the first choice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, when you know that you fair well could actually achieve what you want by actually going gym, but you just choose not to because we're just lazy.
And men need to mind their business. Okay, I've got a FUPA. The first thing you should say is your FUPA needs to go. Who are you to tell me that?
But you know, get out of woman's business, please. You know, it's actually actually
the, I could have polycystic ovaries.
Rubbish.
You don't know what's going on down there. Face your front.
Honestly, men actually love it. So all these tweets, all these memes, they actually love it. Don't even listen to it.
But I feel like yes, they do like it, but they're still fantasized, because you know sometimes they'll post like a picture of an American girl or whatever girl, and their body is
okay. The same way I fantasize with a guy with a six pack.
But how many niggas have six packs?
That's what I'm saying. And this is the problem. Us girls. I'm sorry, I cannot have a guy that's chubby.
Chubby all round, like you have a little belly. No. But I'm not saying bum belly.
You need to either be skinny, slim, or you got muscles. But I can't have a chubby guy.
Maybe that's why we have a little body image, because we have preferences on other people. Like,
but that's nothing's wrong. Like, but at the same time,
it's not saying it's wrong.
No,
but that's, why
but that's what I was about to say. If you deep it, men get away with so much.
Of course they do.
Yeah. The things that we're talking about, men always have a say.
Yeah.
But if women had, like, if we all stood together the way men stand together to have a say about us, they would not feel so secure about themselves. But it's because, like, they're just nipped under the bud. Like, that's just how they are.
Delusional. Yeah, but it's true. Why do you have an opinion on someone on another woman's body that you have? You don't know what we go through, type of thing. You don't know what we.
But half of them that have the opinion, they don't even. They're not even. Anyway.
Because if you were to educate them about,
that's what I said. They're delusional.
Yeah, if you're to educate,
you know, I swear to you, hello man, think they are the best thing since sliced bread.
No,
the confidence.
They forget they come out of a woman.
This confidence, I wish I even had just a slice of it. Because wow, how can you? Okay, it's good though to be confident like that. It's good,
yeah.
But please, like, just keep yourself to that side and let women do it.
Yeah, I feel like men need to really start to think about what they say and hold back. Especially like, I feel like if you like a guy, like the guy's actually talking about your weight, that can affect you as well.
Yeah, definitely.
100%. Or like, if you post, like, if you're in a relationship, you're talking to someone and you're posting a different type of body to the what your girl has, that can affect the girl as well. Like, sometimes you need to just keep it to yourself. I'm not saying don't say anything, because sometimes you're like, oh babe, you know, like,
put a bit of relationship ways to go about
You don't actually have to always talk about that person's weight, or even like your sisters, your friends. Keep it to yourself. You generally don't know what women are going through, and same for women as well. You generally don't know what a man is going through for you to be talking about the weight. I feel like everyone's entitled to an opinion, but not every opinion needs to be heard. That's my thing.
And that is where we shall end it.
Yes. Guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to rate us, give us any feedback, and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.